Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
New segment idea from our guy, Matt Harmon. We're going to do some wide receiver take shopping. What is your wide receiver take that you're going to be shopping today, Matt?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce this segment, one, because I'm thinking about wide receivers all the time, some of which are like loosely held opinions that I don't know if I really believe. So that's what this is. We're going to do some take shopping here. I'm just going to kind of throw it out there and let you see if you like it at all, because I don't even know if I believe it. And
okay.
And that's kind of where we're again, it's the take shopping. We're working this out.
Yeah.
But I the other reason I wanted to do this too is because I don't get it on the record that like, how could this go wrong? Right. And I kind of want to talk about that when it comes to certain players that I really like, how could it not work out to the best possible outcome? And even though I'm probably not as much in my personal life, I do feel like on this show, I'm generally pretty optimistic. I'm working on it in the personal life. I'm better than I was. James can attest to this. I'm better than I was 10 years ago. Okay. So here's the, and by the way, this is, kind of born out of a Roma Dunze Luther Burden take, because in reality, that's all I'm really thinking about is,
of course,
Roma Dunze and Luther Burden.
Of course, absolutely.
But I actually threw this out on Ship Chasing last night. It was really good show, really fun. Had a great time with those guys, and we were talking about Mekhi Lemon. And I was like, you know, I told them I was thinking about this while finishing up Devontae Smith's reception perception charting, and you know, spoiler alert, the Devontae Smith charting rules. He's awesome. He's great. I think he's a stud. Okay. But what if, James, and here's my take shop. Okay. What if Mekhi Lemon outproduces Devontae Smith this year?
Wow.
Here's how it happens. And this is how it relates back to the Luther Burden, Roma Dunze thing. So I think one of the ways that, and maybe I've said this on this show, I've definitely said it on others, I think one of the ways that like Luther Burden just would clearly outproduce Roma Dunze this year is that he gets all the gimme stuff, more reps from the slot. He's better. He's objectively way, way better with the ball in his hands than Rome Odunze is, even though I think Odunze is better in other areas. So he gets like all the designer quick stuff, yada, yada, yada. And that's how he would just clearly be the better receiver on the Bears. So I'm thinking about that and like, could that also not happen to Devontae Smith? Like, what if Mekhi Lemon, who I actually don't really know how I feel about Lemon this year, and that's why we're take shopping this. Okay. And we can unpack that a little bit more. But if we're thinking about like, okay, this offense is going to be a little bit more 12 personnel heavy. It's going to look a little bit more like the Packers and the previous Eagles offense. Well, that means Devontae Smith is most likely going to be the outside on ball X receiver as he should be versus Mekhi Lemon. And does that not mean that like Mekhi Lemon's going to get all the easy gimmicky stuff, especially if, you know, a guy like Jalen Hurts is struggling with the new offense and he's trying to get the ball out quick. And that was something that I noticed a lot with Jalen Hurts while charting Devontae Smith's like, man, Devontae doesn't even have a chance to get it through some of these routes. And like that ball's out on the first read or like to the check down or something like that, a little bit more faster than it probably has been previously for Hurts. So again, that's my scenario for where it like, Mekhi Lemon outproduces Devontae Smith is because he gets all the like layups, stuff from the slot, more routes against zone coverage underneath the screens and yada, yada, yada. So James, that's my take. It's a take shop. It's not a take I believe.
Okay.
What veracity level do you feel like is here with this?
I really am going to go 1 out of 10. And let me explain. Like, look, if Jalen Hurts did feed inside players more, then we would have seen a lot more of Devontae Smith already. And the problem is we just haven't, right? So, look, I think if Jalen Hurts, and first of all, I think he gets unnecessarily skewered by people, which is, you know, I don't think it's been fair to Jalen Hurts. That being said, you know, he does lock into guys, right? And so at times he's locked into AJ Brown, at different times he's locked into Devontae Smith. And I tell you what, man, even if we are talking about a guy that's trying to get the ball out super quick, Devontae Smith is a quick separator as well.
Sure.
So yeah. I would imagine the passing attack will be designed around Devontae Smith. I think Jalen Hurts will lock in to Devontae Smith. And there's just, look, you talk about time on task a lot. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith have put a lot of time on task, man. And so the new guy, Mekhi Lemon. Yeah, right. So like, even if we're talking about Mekhi Lemon, who I love, I really, really like Mekhi Lemon. He's just still has to build that chemistry. And all of that is built in with Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. So I don't know. There's like some X's and O's stuff in there that I would say I'm not totally buying. And then there's also like, you know, like off the field chemistry things that, you know, that you really can't quantify that I'm also thinking kind of sort of leans in Devontae Smith's favor too.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't believe this is going to happen either. You know, I'm certainly not going to project it that way. I think if we're doing, you at least said, and if we're doing 10 multiverses here in one of those, it happens. If you're saying 1 out of 10 times, sure. I think that's probably the right answer to it. Like, you know, it happens 10% of the time if we're doing 1 out of 10. And yeah, I just like when I'm thinking about, so my thought with Mekhi Lemon this year, again, and I've just probably felt this way for like the last month and a half, which it's like, you know, it's July, we've only had OTAs, who cares? But you know, he hasn't really had a lot of, he was dealing with like, I think a hamstring injury. He didn't really participate a lot during OTAs. So there hasn't been a lot of like pop about Mekhi Lemon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of thought like, you know, I'm like a closet Dontavian Wicks truther. I'm not willing to be out there saying like Dontavian Wicks, whatever. But I mean, I think he actually is better than maybe like if he could just obviously consistently catch the football, I think he'd be a really useful receiver. And I would say like there's a chance, maybe even a strong chance that in like the first 3 weeks of the season, he runs more routes, does Dontavian Wicks, than Mekhi Lemon, just because I think Mekhi Lemon can play outside as a Z, but is probably a primary slot receiver. And that was just kind of like, that's how I've thought about it for the last month. And then like the more I've thought about it of late, I just am starting to imagine these other scenarios. And I think our talking point about Mekhi Lemon for, I don't know, like all through draft season was, man, he really fits the evolving archetype of a wide receiver one in today's NFL. He that is the type of guy he is. He's in that Puka Nacua, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a popular comparison for him. I think there's a lot of similarities to his prospect profile to JSN, who obviously just had this monster year. And again, ultimately, those guys are producing right now because they are slot-based players who can be or there's like theoretical slot archetype players who can be outside receivers. JSN's a little bit different than St. Brown and Puka, and I think Mekhi Lemon to some degree. I'm rambling here a little bit, but I think my point is just like he theoretically fits into that archetype. If an offense is in chaos, I think that archetype is pretty insulated. And I do think what the role that I imagine Devontae Smith in, and maybe I'm wrong about this, is more of like the vertical X receiver because he's so good against press man coverage. Now he's really good against zone coverage. He was better than ever against zone coverage last year than his previous reception perceptions season. So, and his style of play does really fit Jalen Hurts well, especially on curl routes. 95% success rate on curl routes at different points. I mean, he was unbelievable there. But Mekhi Lemon's also really good at that too. So I don't know. This is the take shop here that the reason I wanted to do this segment again is like to kind of talk these things out, maybe have you talk me off the ledge sometimes when I'm inching towards it. And then secondly, just like, hey, if it happens, at least we talked about how it could happen, you know, on the show.
By the way, can we talk about Sean Mannion here a little bit? First of all, I've said this about Devontae Smith. If you are trying to find the next JSN, I mean, you don't need to look much further than Philadelphia, right? They lose a big-time contributor at the wide receiver position, somebody who plays outside primarily, and A.J. Brown, just like DK Metcalf.
Ole Miss
left the team. Hey, there you go. We got some old misconnection here too. But again, yeah. And a guy who primarily played in the slot is now going to be asked to kick outside. Can he do it? The RP data says he can, and he could do it beautifully. We already have proof of concept that he can work outside his rookie season. So again, if you're looking for the next JSN, tell me why Devontae Smith doesn't fit that profile to the T. But I'm a little confused and cloudy in my judgment of Sean Mannion. Mm-hmm. And again, he's the new OC there in Philadelphia. I don't know, man. For whatever reason, I think he's just going to bomb it. And I know they've been talking about like a quick passing game and that kind of stuff. But dude, everything I've seen of Sean Mannion and like where he played and, you know, other than his short stint in Green Bay, everywhere he's played, like,
data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
They bomb it, dude. Like, when you go back to his college days, he bombs it. Like, this is... I don't know why, but I'm not when you buying said the
vomit,
whole.
I thought you meant bomb, like he bombed a stand-up set, like he was. Launch and vomit down the field.
Exactly.
Bombs away. Got it. I mean, Kevin O'Connell, who we just talked about.
Right. Again, I don't buy. I don't buy this whole "hey, they're going to get this ball out in under 2 seconds" thing. Like, yeah, maybe. I think they'll do that to set up the deep shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they want the safeties creeping up, and then I think they're just going to unleash. And to be honest with you, doesn't that also match up well with what Jalen Hurts wants to get done anyway? So,
yeah,
we don't know what Sean Mannion is going to look like as an OC, but me personally, I want to get your thoughts on this, but me personally, I just think I go back to all of his college stuff, his playing days, like, I think Sean Mannion is really going to test boundaries, and I think he's really going to go for deep shots, man.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think they want to rip it for sure, which is interesting that you take Lemon, but look, I know that go watch the Iowa tape was a popular refrain for Mekhi Lemon during the draft process, but like, go watch that Iowa tape, man. I mean, he was unbelievable on downfield receptions in that particular game. And I actually just think if you look at his prospect profile, like, yeah, he doesn't run 9 routes. Okay. Everything else he runs really well. And obviously transition from the NFL to the pro or the college to the pros, whatever. But I think there's a good proof of concept. He could actually fit in an explosive play offense, especially on outbreakers. And that's something that I think is really interesting. Even to bring this back to Dontayvion Wicks a little bit, that was like they were looking for explosive plays in Green Bay last year on outbreakers to Dontayvion Wicks from the slot. And I mean, I'm obviously, again, Wicks is interesting to project into this room. I do think he will be the third receiver. I don't think it will be Hollywood Brown or our long lost friend Elijah Moore, who's on this roster. I don't think it will be those guys. I think it will be Dontayvion Wicks. And again, Mekhi Lemon, 66.7% success rate on the corner route. That was a pretty low sample size, but he did run a good bit of out routes, almost an 89% success rate. And he ran a good bit of comeback routes too, 88%. Flat routes, decent sample size, 89% success rate. So yeah, I mean, he's really good on those out cuts too. And I think that's where he will be good. Whereas with Devontae Smith, I think he's going to work more in the straight line area. The only thing I would say is that Mike, and I'm with you, I think Devontae Smith is excellent outside, and we don't even really need to just go back to the rookie year because really it's not just the last two seasons that he's been a slot-based player. Obviously, as a prospect, he was great against press coverage, and that's a reason I had him as a tier one prospect to me, because he was so good against press. But from 2021 to 2023 in reception perception, his outside percentage was 86.1%, 81% in 2022, and 73% in 2023. And his rate of snaps on the line of scrimmage, 77%, 70%, and 62%. So, like, he's played a good bit of outside X. It was actually AJ Brown that was more the Z moving to the slot guy when he first arrived in Philly. And I do hope, sidebar, that AJ Brown does more of that than X in New England. That would help the aging process for him. But yeah, I think I'm with you that he could be this year's JSN, because the Eagles were letting that leak all the way back at the combine. I remember, you know, people were starting to talk about that, and then it got into the print like, oh yeah, they think that he's like could have JSN production if he was a number one receiver. And that was, to me, I was like, okay, well, AJ Brown is gone. If they're starting to leak out, like, Devontae Smith could be this year's JSN. AJ Brown's gone. But anyways, and obviously that was true, but still, I'm really optimistic about Devontae Smith. I would say just one weakness of his game is that he actually is not that great on the 9 route, because he's not that explosive. We just had the conversation about Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison is what Devontae Smith would be if he wasn't an elite technician, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's just not the most, he's a really explosive short area player, but he's not like the fastest in a straight line. So when we're talking about them bombing it away, I think it will have to be on more breaking routes. And that's been something. But Devontae Smith's really good at the catch point too. So again, you can see I'm kind of conflicted about this, but I do agree with you that the explosive plays will be what they're hunting for in Philadelphia. Just kind of depends on the quarterback obviously finding those.
It feels like you're mapping Devontae Smith and Mekhi Lemon as two very similar players, which I think is probably pretty fair too, which may be making it a little cloudy in terms of roles. Like, what roles are these two guys going to play? You know, they feel similar enough that they can play similar roles in the offense, which would then make target share and all that kind of stuff a little bit more cloudy, which I think there's something to that. So
yeah. Hopefully it's like what I've said about Chicago, where there's not like an X and a slot, and it's everybody's, there's so much movement and everything, but that's just a very different offense than what they've run in Philadelphia. Sure. Under Jalen Hurts, and I think that comes back to just the axis of this question. The good news is that I think if they do kind of return to this more spread out world, and it's a little bit spread and shred, and it's more straight line staticky routes, which as much as, and I'm not a Kevin Petullo defender because I don't think that offense was well designed last year, but some of the stuff that he got criticized for, it's like, well, they were always doing that with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback because that's what the quarterback wants to do. But if they return to some of that world because it's what Jalen Hurts is comfortable in, I think Devontae Smith is actually a superior player in that type of offense than Mekhi Lemon is. So in a weird way, I think that if they force the issue with some of this Green Bay-ish, you know, Kevin O'Connell type offense in Philadelphia, in a weird way, I think that that could lead to more Mekhi Lemon like layup targets, because it's the, and especially if the run game's not as good, that's something we haven't talked about yet. You know, Jeff Stoutland's not there anymore. Do they take a step back from a run game coordinator perspective and just the run game design overall? The former Packers receiver coach, I think, is the run game coordinator now. He was the tight ends coach too at times, so he's not like completely unfamiliar with that world, but probably a downgrade from Jeff Stoutland, who's no longer, you know, there and involved in the run game. The run game takes a step back. Does Mekhi Lemon get kind of like the Rashee Rice treatment, extension of the run game type target? So again, these are the paths where this happens. I'm not predicting it to happen. I don't think it will happen. But again, we'll take shopping it. It's on the record.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.